It's amazing. They don't merge.
They don't merge.
They don't drive very well.
No. It's disappointing.
Prisoners are just fine.
I just once again, mind. You guys are going to fucking like it, but F you, but I have a finger at both of them right now.
Oh, Marin. Is this a Marin story?
No, this is a Bay Area thing.
Oh, it's not the same. Marin and Bay Area are not the same.
Anyhow, can I make my point that I learned how to drive there, so I'm a very aggressive driver, and my aggressive driving style and the Fresnan driving style do not mix. I just want to say that. And I haven't been able to kick it. I haven't been able to adjust to it.
You need to chill it.
It's been like 10 years. I still don't know how to adjust to it. So there's
just
that.
It up.
You're fucking crazy.
Yeah, I am a little bit.
You are.
You do know me a little.
Crazy.
Bit. You do know me. A
Becky?
Bit. Yes. It is.
You don't fucking know me.
Episode SODE 128.
You don't fucking know me. You don't fucking know who I am. You don't know where the fuck I live. You don't know what the fuck I do. Fuck you. Happy fucking Christmas. Fuck you. I didn't know you actually started the show.
Sorry. Apparently. Should have told you, I guess.
Hello, Fresno.
Hello, Fresno.
And the world.
Hello, Fresno and the world.
I'm Bill.
Welcome to Dark Town, the only podcast with teeth.
That sounds Mikey. Like something KRZR would say.
That's stolen from the old metal shop show. What did you say, producer Peggy?
What did you say?
It sounds like a KRZR.
So you say,
I said no.
It sounds like something KRZR said.
Yeah. No,
they're no longer that. Around because
they're
of
not that
them saying shit.
They would not have been that creative.
It's December, and we're doing a midweek podcast, people. This is a very special midweek podcast. Live. Call in right now. Call in, and I'll have phone sex with you.
Whoa. We will. If you call in right now, we will.
You call in right now. Totally have phone sex with you. I mean, it'll be so hot. I'm waiting.
But I only would have known. I would have put it out on Twitter to call the caller Skype line and...
Sex chat with me.
With
you should try
form.
That. You want to try that? I don't think I want to try it. I don't think I want to hear it.
So happy. I'm so happy right now.
Why are you so happy?
I'm so happy it's hard. That's like polite sex
I'm so
talk.
Happy it's hard.
So happy. Look. Look at me down below. It's so happy.
Look at this. It looks great, doesn't it? It's just all real. It's just straight and hard there. Look at it. Just a little curve. It's fine.
You guys are making me horny.
Wow. Maybe we just need to stop this whole podcast. Bells, I think you need to go home.
Okay. Shit.
Unprecedented on your town. You
have
to stop.
They're going to have sex
before the theme
on
is over.
Now. I'll probably leave.
Probably. Thank you, Reed. And we are now officially in episode 128.
Wow. That's,
now what?
That's an achievement.
Yeah. Now what?
Now what?
Well.
Well.
Now what? I was thinking about some things, you know, on the way over here.
Okay.
Like, we're ready.
What would be
the drive
worse?
From North Clovis?
What would be worse to be?
Northwest
like,
Fresno.
What are you relating Northwest Fresno to Southwest Fresno, South of Shaw against North of Shaw?
I wasn't.
Shit
I'm
like
just
that.
Giving some.
You're pulling freaking territorial
for the, for
pissings
the
now?
Fresnans that are listening, I'm giving them some something.
They don't.
I'm talking about, would you rather be like a
Jawa? Don't give a
would
shit.
You rather be like a Jawa or a fucking Tuscan Raider? What would be worse to be?
Well, that's a good. That's a good question. That's a good.
What would be a
or,
shittier life to
good
have?
Good little itty mini or game. Becky's freaking out at this question.
Freaking out! I'm just asking them what the fuck that is. I have no.
You
idea.
You don't know what a
if it's
the Jawas or the from Star Wars. Jawas are the little guys.
I knew it was
guys,
Star Wars, but yeah.
Right.
And the Tusken Raiders are the sand people.
Okay. What was your question again?
Which would you rather be?
Which one's worse? What would be worse?
Yeah, that's essentially what you're asking. Which would be which life is worse?
A Jawa.
I don't know. The Tusken.
They're like the dirt bags.
Jawas like make money from scavenging.
Yeah, then they party.
The Tusken Raiders, they just pillage and just
they live in caves and jack off.
Yeah, they live in little huts.
That's it.
Yeah. So that's a good. I think I would rather be a Jawa. Well, I identify with them because I'm like about Jawa size. So I don't identify with the Jawa more.
You're going into a little bit of a little dork land that. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. What podcast do you think you're on? Cool Land? Cool Town?
Oh.
If you want to be on Cool Town, go to somewhere else.
Yeah.
You're on Dork Town. Yep. All right. We go off on Star Wars tangents.
Got news for you.
You're correct. You're right. I'm sorry.
You're on Dork Town. Accept it.
Stopping.
I find it interesting that, Jawas, everyone loves Jawas, and everyone made fun of Lucas for that, but...
They party, though.
Yeah, but...
You see him at the canteen.
Ewoks, he gets made fun of Ewoks.
No, I don't like Ewoks.
There's not too big of a difference. I guess Jawas are a little
Ewoks
bit darker.
Should be like... There should be a hunting season for Ewoks.
There's like a party season.
Ewok
for Ewoks,
hunting season. Do you think there is on Endor?
I can't wait till fucking September 1st.
Are there just regular humanoids on Endor, or is it Ewok all Ewoks?
Season. I don't know. It'd be interesting to if it was all Ewoks, boy, hunters would have a field day.
Yeah. With one gun, they're just all in.
Fucking check this out. It's Ewok hunting day, September 1st.
Yep.
Yep.
It's Ewok season. Elmer Fudd would be out there kicking ass. I'm hunting Ewok.
It's wrong.
Come here, you rascally Ewok.
Rascally.
There'd be some funny ass Ewok that was just like the Bugs Bunny. Was just smarter than him. Write that. That's fan fiction, I think.
It's pretty good, huh?
Yeah. You go ahead and write that, Bells.
All right.
Since our last podcast, we didn't get on our regular schedule because Bells was busy in the Magic Kingdom, the happiest place on earth.
Yes.
For 4 days. Four days and four nights.
Except for when you're caught in a crowd there, that's when it's not that happy.
4 days and four nights of Disneyland.
Yep.
We all are... I love Disneyland here, so
yeah, I do.
I am jealous. Although I've not gone 4 days at Disneyland before.
Well, I didn't go 4 days either. Set the record straight.
Oh, okay.
I went 3 days.
Yeah. But you're gone.
I've only gone two.
I was
one
gone
was
three
a travel
days.
Day.
Wrong.
Oh, okay.
I told you I was there for three days.
A fourth day was not involved. Damn it!
I did not have a fourth day.
All right. 3 days. That's a lot.
What's your favorite ride there? What's everyone's favorite ride?
I might have a new one now.
Oh, yeah?
Since Cars Land opened up.
Really?
You like Cars Land that much, huh?
Yeah.
In California Adventure.
I really like the Radiator Racers.
Okay.
Because you're way into the Cars movie?
It's pretty cool. You have to check it out. You race in a fucking race.
Yeah? Is there skill involved?
There, you just sit there and it's fucking hauls ass and it's nice. It's pretty good. It's like being on a big ass racetrack. You know those racetracks that you would, those racetracks that you put together and you put those little cars.
Yeah,
with
yeah.
The fucking
oh, I love
gun.
Those things.
Okay,
those
it's like being
one
on
of
one
of
those
things of all toys of all time.
Okay, picture that Disney style.
Fuck yeah!
But hauling ass, it. And you're driving through like Radiator Springs and waterfalls, and then
That's
it goes rad. Through in a tunnel, and then you're immersed in Cars Land.
Yeah.
You know, and all the characters are talking to you, and you're getting ready to race your car. And, like, you drive into Luigi's.
What are they saying to you? Like, hey,
oh,
motherfucker.
Like, oh, come here.
Hey, you know. Come on, you son of a bitch. You come
better.
On.
Sheriff's saying, you better get the fuck out of this town, boy. Get the fuck out of it. Leave your wallet. Get the fuck out of here.
Give me what you got in your wallet, son.
Well, the whole thing's you're getting ready for a race. Put your tires on, you go and haul ass, and it's fun.
You haul ass.
You haul ass.
Is that what you say in this Disney ride? I'm fucking hauling
this
ass.
This is hauling ass.
Fuck yeah.
It's pretty good. What about
that,
you guys?
That was
what,
your,
what,
that's your new favorite ride.
That's my new favorite
California Adventure slash Disneyland. That's your new
they
favorite.
Have a, you know, they have another one called Luigi's Tires.
Oh, yeah. That's in Cars Land.
That's
well.
In Cars Land
see,
as
I've
well.
Never even seen Cars. What do you think of that?
Oh.
I mean, yeah. I generally know all the characters or whatever, yeah. But I've not actually seen it, so.
That one's not bad.
I hung out with the young kid boys.
I'm going to have to see it. Yeah, I have a girl.
I think the coolest one out of all of them is The Incredibles.
Oh, there's Incredibles fantastic. Has a, what is that?
I think Megamind's
you, are you
awesome.
Talking about the movie?
I was talking about the movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Incredibles is good.
Megamind's
Jason good. Lee was good.
In yeah, there. It was.
My boy, Jason.
Are you friends with him?
Oh, yeah.
We tweet each other?
Yeah. I don't even think Jason's on Twitter.
Because he has better things to do. Yeah.
Maybe.
My favorite's Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yep. I have to agree with that. My all-time favorite is Pirates.
I know this lady.
I have to say on the one. Oh, go ahead.
I was hanging out with this lady, and she's a total, like, she's a very straight-looking lady. And I was talking about how I personally got kicked out of Magic Mountain because I was like 17, but I had this old paraphernalia in my purse that I had forgotten about.
Was that 4 suitcases of cocaine?
No, it was something like completely ridiculous, and I got kicked out of the park, and I was telling my other friend about it, and I apologized to the lady, and she's like, oh, I got kicked out of Disneyland one time. I was driving through the Pirates of the Caribbean, and I smoked pot, and all of a sudden, all the lights turned on, and everything stopped, and they dragged her off, and there's a Disney jail that she got dragged
oh,
to.
Oh, yeah.
And wow. She was put in Disney jail. There is a Disney jail underground. There is a Disney underground.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just can't believe some Disney documentary. Some asshead just started smoking on the ride.
Yeah. Oh, she is.
It's not like a boat that
completely.
No. I mean, I get that if you're like the only ones on the boat. But yeah. Like you have multiple people on the boat and you just, wow.
So
it's pretty brazen.
Here. Totally. Let's do Pirates of the Caribbean.
It's
like
in
no
the
one's
dark.
Ever thought of that
nobody
before.
Could see us.
That's a wrap.
I have been
though.
On the
that's
Pirates when they turned the lights on. It was
I've
during
never
the
done that. Oh please never
during the
that
ship
happened to me.
The ship sequence when they're in the fort and they're out
yeah.
shooting at the cannons
looks
at the
like
fort.
A shit room, doesn't it?
Somebody just like got up and just started walking across. I like they were probably fucking baked or something. And they were just like, and it was like knee deep, maybe. Like, and he's just walking across. Oh, fuck yeah. And all of a sudden everything, the ride stops and then the lights, boom, comes on. And then two people just come from nowhere. I don't know where they came from and just grab them and the lights go back off and the ride starts immediately.
Yes.
Like it
Disney
took like
police.
10 seconds and it was over and the guy was gone.
That's
and
rad.
They fucking decapitated
the ride
him,
started again.
Put him in a wood chipper.
Yeah, probably.
You don't get out
did
of
you
line.
Get his,
son
did
Disney
you get his wallet
never
first?
Came
yeah,
back.
Good.
Nice. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I want Disney to stay orderly.
I like my Disneyland orderly.
That's right.
Don't go
that's
there
right.
when it's like at. You ever been there yeah. when it's at capacity?
Yes.
Like I went there one weekend and it was like they had to shut it down because it would like wouldn't let any more people in. So it was yeah. just you're just. And it was like a concert. You're in the middle of the crowd. It
but
was so bad.
The time that we all went that one time, that was a lot of people. They had to stop us a few times and let people go through
yeah.
the crowds.
Yeah.
And it was like that time I was there when it was at capacity, it was just like a shitty time. It was the worst
yeah, you
Disneyland
don't want to be
experience.
There. You might as well leave. Yeah, I've never been there when it was that bad.
What? Now, you went during holidays, but was the holiday stuff out yet?
It was nice, actually. It wasn't as busy as it normally is.
It was. This is like right after Thanksgiving. You guys went.
Yeah, the weekend. I mean, the Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, mm-hmm. and the Wednesday ended up being the best day. There was not a lot of people. Like literally, got on. We walked in and walked straight to Star Tours and got on the ride
what?
And rode it. Okay,
are you shitting me?
We walked right on.
What time is this? Or like first thing
this
in the morning?
Like at 9:30 in the morning. Yeah. Okay.
Wow, that's fantastic. That's still.
We walked on. Get this. Got off. walked back around, and got back on again.
Nice. I've only been on store tours once because I could only go through the line once without having to stand.
I've seen so many
sequences. What was your sequences?
One kept popping up. The beginning was a little robot suction cup that sees you with the camera. And then it took us to Hoth.
Okay.
And then from Hoth, we went to Death Star once.
Oh.
We did. What else did we do?
I think that's the one
we did
on.
Coruscant.
Coruscant.
And
there's the pod racing at Tatooine. That's another
one. Yeah, I did the pod racing. We did Naboo. We ended at Naboo.
Oh, yeah.
That Naboo one was pretty cool.
That's what you go underwater.
And then Vader comes
doesn't
down.
Doesn't Jar Jar do something on the Naboo one?
Yeah, like you go underwater.
You like stab him?
Yeah, you shoot a laser at him.
C-3PO just shoots.
Oh, Misa, save me.
Ah, Misa.
Misa, fuck you.
Ah, Misa, laser.
Yep.
Why you shoot?
It was pretty good. The best beginning is fucking when Vader stops the ship. Mm-hmm. That's the best fucking beginning.
Yeah.
That's solid.
Uses
stuff.
The force. That's and it feels, solid. You as can hell. Feel the force surround you.
Solid as hell.
So what?
I think the longest ride we waited for was like Space Mountain, and that was like maybe 20 minutes.
Wow. That's fantastic. That during the whole 3 days?
During, well, the last
that
day
Wednesday.
Is
Wednesday.
No, for the whole 3 days.
Wow. We have to go next Holy year during shit. That time.
It was good.
Was the weather
I mean,
bad?
You walked onto Pirates the of the Caribbean. Fine. You're talking about Pirates of the Caribbean. You literally walked on and got right onto the boat.
When Disneyland's not real busy, Pirates is just, it's just a walk on ride. Yeah,
I've never
awesome.
Seen it like that.
Oh really?
I've never walked onto Pirates. No.
Oh yeah.
I've gone through and had to. I've gone up and like stopped, maybe up on the ramp, like gone through the maze and then gone up on the ramp. But that's it.
There isn't. There, I mean, every. I guess the only thing in Disneyland that's new is Star Tours. That's newish. Is there anything else that's newish?
No, they're redoing like the princess area. Going to make it like a fairy.
Oh,
village.
That stage area.
Yeah,
they're like taking out the stage, or
they've closed it all off, and they're going to turn it into like a fairy village.
Oh, that's fantastic! Yeah. Oh my God, Maya's going.
Yep, it's going to be a complete village for princess stuff.
Wow, I'm so looking forward to that.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I did get to sit there and watch the Jedi
training. Oh, that little training skit they do.
Yeah, that is fun.
We Jedi. Caught the very first one. It was nice.
Come to the dark side, Jedi.
Yep.
Did you get in the middle of it? You're all, I'm Darth Bells.
Damn, arr! Ah! Where's your lightsaber? I just use my hands. Hey, karate chop.
You pull your pants down. Here's my lightsaber!
My
you talk like
I'm
a
use the force,
guy
see?
From the 40s.
I'm going to use the force,
hey, I'm from Star Wars, see? Hey.
Take a look here,
I'm a Star
here,
Wars guy, see? Look at me. I'm Star Wars, huh?
I'm a made man, see?
My favorite place, though, is the Blue...
You're messing with the G here, son!
What's that restaurant called? The Blue Bayou or the Blue...
Yeah, hell yeah.
That is the best part of Disneyland. I'm sorry. If you ever go to Disneyland, make sure to make a reservation with the Blue...
Well, okay.
What's it called?
The food's all right. It's not that great.
No, the food's all right, but you're
the
on...
The ambiance is
experience.
You're on the water of... Right. The Pirates
request,
of the Caribbean.
Request
the water.
The river side, water side. Yeah. And you just wait a little bit longer and you get on a table on the water side. That was a big thing. I think I've talked about this on this podcast. Not that anyone remembers, but.
Oh, I remember, Mike. You were talking about it.
Getting in the Blue Bayou was
hey.
A big deal for me the first time because I remember as a kid, I just never got the. Like, it was just one of those things my parents just never, just I guess, thought of to go in there and eat, probably.
Yeah.
So I always just thought of it as a private, like, restaurant in there. And, like, you couldn't, like,
it's just that you
only
have
important
to,
people could get in there.
You have to think about it ahead of time and make a reservation. Like, every time we've gone, I've made a reservation before we even got to the park.
Yeah.
So that's why.
But, like... But that's what I'm saying. Like, I just thought saw this as some unattainable thing as a kid.
You sent him a letter or something?
So when we first ate there, it was pretty awesome.
Reservation.
Here's a letter.
Reservation just like any other restaurant.
Just send a letter.
Send a letter. A printed old school letter.
So telegraph.
I would like a water.
Do they still send telegraphs?
I'd like a view of the old man.
No,
those are shut down.
Don't have telegraphs anymore.
No, that it wasn't that long. It was within the past 10 years that they shut the last one.
How
down.
How the fuck are they supposed to send a telegraph?
Do you know
now?
That? Do you just you know
don't
that?
Send a telegraph.
You just don't. Just
email now.
Yes. That's what your email says.
Damn.
So what else? And what else happened? Did you get drunk? Did you drink any beer in California Adventure?
I sure as shit did.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, and some Carl Strauss, some Tower 10 IPA.
Oh. Tower 10 IPA?
Yeah.
Is that like a Disneyland IPA?
No, it's Carl Strauss.
Oh, Carl Strauss makes that.
Yeah.
Is it a Carl Strauss booth?
It's a little, yeah, it is.
Okay.
It is, and it has
don't
like...
Don't they have Sierra there?
Yeah, you can get Sierra. They have that on the other side by their other restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
They've got Sierra and like Bud Light, shit like ooh, shit Bud that you Light. Like. You know.
Shut the fuck up.
We've had actually, a bag even, of Bud think, Light cans in the bottom of our refrigerator.
I don't think they sell that crap. I really don't. I don't think they sell like Bud Light bullshit. No, like,
fuck I think it's
they sell like good craft brews.
And, yeah. And in California.
And a couple of higher grade beers.
Yeah.
There you go. You know?
Carl Strauss, the did IPA, you see the defending good? Him? Oh, it was.
It's fucking Disney for fuck's sake.
Yeah. Fucking right. A.
I see. You know? I
did
see.
They, so that's a good IPA that Carl Strauss?
It wasn't bad at all. It was smooth.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. Go.
I've been having a Mount Whitney Pale from Tioga Sequoia. Bells is trying Anderson Valley.
Apparently.
Hop top hopping.
Yep. Little IPA. It's pretty nice.
And yeah, Becky's drinking a Tamarack.
I'm drinking Tamarack, surprise. Ooh.
We're talking about Disneyland here. Darktown 118, episode 128.
All right, did I get into a deal about Luigi's tires?
No,
the other ride at Cars Land?
We went off on a tangent. We never got to that.
Well, imagine a air hockey. You like air hockey, don't you?
Yeah, I like losing in air hockey.
That's good.
To you.
You sit in a tire, Luigi's tire, and you are like on a puck, and the whole ground is air hockey.
Oh,
thing.
And holy you float, shit.
And then you lean to move,
uh-huh.
And you bump into other...
Oh, that's like bumper cars, but
yeah, but on an air hockey thing.
Oh, that's sweet.
That's fun.
Yeah.
At Disneyland?
That's right.
California Adventure.
Disneyland knows how to deliver. Okay, that's why I like them.
We got
that's
to.
That's why I'm just completely entertained when I'm in Disneyland. Every exhibit you move to is a completely different experience, and it entertains you.
Yeah.
Even the kid area. That's
Bugs Land?
Bugs Land. Oh, Bugs Life.
Yeah, it's a little weak. That one that
the water park is fantastic, especially the day we were there. It was hot.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Anaheim gets fucking hot.
Yeah.
It's Fresno weather in Anaheim.
Yep. I don't care what the fuck they say. It sure as shit is.
Yep. Oh, it is. It's like equal to Fresno, Anaheim.
They have new Mickey Mouse ears that the ears light up.
Uh huh.
And they have a transmitter in the hat.
What?
That the transmission is sent out over the lights,
mm-hmm.
So it changes color with certain themes of the park.
Oh, oh wow.
Jesus.
So if you're watching the World of Color,
mm-hmm.
You're there.
The ears are changing the same color as the show.
Nice. That's
pretty
tight.
Cool, huh?
So you guys watched the World of Color, obviously.
Yeah, we had the hats. We got
was it changed up at all since when we went last time?
Yeah, they add more stuff. Whatever movies come out,
they just
whatever's...
Plug in what the latest movie is.
Yeah, it's changed a little bit. It's good.
I liked it. It's got some.
It's really good. Actually,
I like that.
It makes there's nothing else like it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great show. We've enjoyed it every time we've gone. It's a good time.
Fucking
A. Good fucking time.
Hey, that's what I say when I'm there. It's a good fucking
this
time.
Is a good
kids.
Fucking time.
Hey kids, you getting this? It's a good fucking time.
I
over
think
here.
I said fuck only once when I was there.
Wow.
It's
look
pretty
at
good.
You, man.
I only
family
said fuck
man.
Once.
Family man.
I was like, oh, fucking.
It's not
oh,
not
shit.
Like the early. No,
I was like, oh, damn, I said fuck. I'm like, oh, I said it again.
Fuck.
Fuck.
I said
oh,
fuck.
Fuck. One more time. Two more times.
Ah, see? All right. Well,
see?
We're still here talking about. We're going to do an R game here.
We are.
Guess what? Maybe it relates to Disneyland. I don't know.
Maybe it doesn't.
Maybe it relates to Fresno. I don't know. But we're going to play an Oregon game. But first, we're going to get a little music break because we like music breaks. Don't be fast forwarding. I know you're out there fast forwarding. Don't do it. Just listen to it.
Yeah,
we got some hip hop. What is better goes better with a Disneyland theme than hip hop? This is Cinco. Some kids out of Fresno. They're doing cool shit. I like them. They're awesome. They're Jedis amongst the Fresno hip hop scene. You're listening to Dorktown 128. I'm gonna turn it up, young creepo, roll up on a fucking casino. Here. Me like a fucking casino. Call her mommy, now she treat me like her fucking me. Ho, dip her through the back and probably fuck her in the El Camino. I roll up, mixing things with that clear soda. Feeling lifted like I'm solo. While and I ain't fucking sober, bitch, I'm stunting like I'm supposed to. If the chick like me, then I might hit it up like Sammy Sosa. Then I act like I don't know how. I'm on my own damn time, fuck a watch ho. I be that fifth nigga like the number after crossroad. Pressing on that pedal to the metal. Full force grind, make you lames wanna let go. I told him I be rolling in that shuttle. Get her wetter than a puddle. I'm superb, why you bitches looking buzzo? And all the haters talking really need to get a muzzle. But I can't hear you cause I'm way too faded, faded, faded. My nigga, I'm 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 faded, faded. And I don't give up. Fuck is up, probably kill you with my chucks. Barely half past eight and I'm already fucked. I don't really give a fuck. Got these bitches on my duck. One room full of freaks and they all wanna walk. All black skulls, Cinco on that fucking deadly shit. Kill them all off, take over the world for the hell of it. Thrill of it. Speaking on my name, I guess I be that relevant. Flyer than that Prada shit. Can't fuck with me, be that celibate. You ain't fucking with my team though. Every day 420, light it up like a candle. I be too hot to handle. Game changer, the TV channel. They label me the crazy animal. Fuck it, I be the cannibal. Cause I'll eat your ass alive, boy. It's medieval times. I hope you down for the ride. True, I'm rapping and zapping them weak niggas is yapping. I'm just watching and laughing cause you ain't nothing to a captain. Faded, faded, faded. My nigga, I'm 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 faded, faded. And I don't give a fuck.
It's when you order a Bud Light, a Eureka, Eureka Burger. What can I get for you? I'll have a Bud Light. Get the fuck out of this bar.
Get out of here.
Eureka Burger's rad. I love that place. That was Cinco fries.
Cinco with Faded.
Right on, Cinco.
They played in Fuse Fest last year.
Talented young man.
They're awesome. I'm pretty sure they're going to play in 2013 Fuse Fest. And they like to get faded, apparently.
Sounds like it.
Sounds like it.
It's all good.
It's time for an Or game. We play a lot of them. We go times for a while where we don't play an Or game, and then we play them like for like 10 episodes straight, and then we
because we got nothing.
We're like, shit, I guess we should just play an Or game.
Right on.
Thanks for your contribution.
I felt like I needed to add something.
Yeah.
Something.
Good job.
Thank
you. Of course, we're talking about Disneyland. Star Tours or Space Mountain?
Fuck.
Star Tours or Space Mountain?
Star Tours.
Ooh, Becky goes with Star Tours. That surprised me a little bit.
Space Bells. Mountain.
Whoa!
I'm not a thrill seeker.
You like the less thrilling Star Tours.
Well, no, it's more about the adventure. That's why for that one.
True. Mm-hmm. It's a tough question for me. I'm a huge supporter of. I'm a Space Mountain supporter.
Yeah, but I've been on.
But I am a Star Tours nerd, Star Wars nerd, so I have to go with Star Tours.
I've been on it enough, like this last time.
Yeah.
To know that I think I enjoy Space Mountain a little bit
more. Wow. Do you remember when? I was on Space Mountain once when they didn't. It wasn't always lit up, right? I mean, it wasn't always dark. I want to remember when I was a kid, like it was lit up before.
They do certain themes sometimes.
I've been on it when it was lit up, and when the lights are on. So I don't.
It's happened before.
Yeah, I want to.
You kind of see what it looks like inside.
They did something different to it at one point, I want to say. But
poison darts?
Yeah, they added poison darts to it.
Took money out of your wallet.
So I guess the Becky Star Tours, I'm Star Tours, Bell Space Mountain.
We each have our own reasons.
Splash Mountain.
Mine are better reasons.
Or Thunder Mountain Railroad.
Splash Mountain, of course.
Really? Of yeah. course?
Uh-huh. Thunder Mountain for me.
I'm Thunder Mountain as well.
Why is that?
It's a more, thrilling roller coaster experience.
Exactly.
And Splash Mountain's all nice and easy except for the last drop.
Then you get wet.
Mm-hmm.
Get wet.
That and the fucking grizzly run.
Do you make sure to do a picture pose when you're at the top?
You're
about to go down?
Do you make it Flash Mountain?
Yeah.
At Marine World Africa USA, you
yes.
you are subject to being shot by water guns. People can pay 25 cents each to have a couple like seconds to shoot people while they're going down the rafts with the water guns.
Nice.
Yeah, I got mauled.
Ha ha.
Yeah. Of course not. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Pirates of the Caribbean or Haunted Mansion.
No, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Pirates.
Yeah, I think that was probably
an easy one. Sorry.
Not a good or game question, I guess, because we're all Pirates of the Caribbean here. But are you okay with Haunted Mansion, though?
Yeah.
You didn't see the Eddie Murphy movie, did you?
No.
I saw it with It's All Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, everything's Nightmare Before Christmas there right now.
Oh, right now. Oh, I've not seen that during that.
Yeah.
Is that cool?
Yeah, it's really cool.
So on the end, even during the ride, there's
during
Nightmare?
During the ride, it's all him, man. It's
all Nightmare Before Christmas stuff in there? Oh, damn it.
We have to go for Christmas next. We should just go for Christmas this year.
Just fuck it. Go now.
They do the Christmas theme till like January 5th. Five.
Okay.
So you have the whole experience where it snows.
Uh-huh.
At the, on Main Street Fantasyland.
Oh, it snows. What is the material that's snowing?
It's like a soap. It smells like cinnamon.
Oh. Does it, dissipate?
Yeah.
But it's like a soap? And it dissipates? Oh, it's like liquidy.
Kind of.
Oh. Those Disneyland geniuses.
What are you talking about?
They make it snow on Main Street. I mean, I'm asking, what actually is it?
I don't know.
Bell's is showing producer Becky a picture of something. I don't know. They got their own podcast going on.
What'd you say?
We're looking at Main Street.
Okay. All right.
I'm getting an idea Main Street was looking like when it was snowing.
Can you give me an example of the Haunted Mansion, like some Nightmare Elm Street display?
Okay, when you walk in and get on the elevator,
and
you know how it starts stretching down and doing its story. This one was more like doing the Nightmare Before Christmas. And at the very top, instead of the body that's hanging,
mm-hmm.
it's fucking Jack Skellington's face.
Mm-hmm.
He's all, Merry Christmas, everybody!
Yeah, fuck you. That's not scary.
You don't scare me, you shit.
Asshead.
But it was all themed. For that, with him. And
okay.
It's pretty good.
Damn. I got to check that out. Shit.
It's a Small World is all decked out Christmassy.
Ooh, it's a Small World.
The entire ride on the outside is completely covered in Christmas lights.
Last time I was on it, on my with my friend, and she and I just went on just because it was our escape from the heat. And I think she and I passed out almost. I think we both laid down and just let the kids watch and we were just tired.
Yeah, that when you're waiting in that line in the town,
you might as well just go to sleep. And it's mellow in there. It's cool, though. It's cute. It's cute. It's good when you're a kid.
Yeah.
Any other Christmas notes on the ride smells?
Christmassy.
Does Peter Pan, is he in Christmassy?
I don't know.
Does he meet Jesus? Does Peter Pan meet Jesus?
There's Peter Pan and Jesus. He's giving him a knife.
He offers Jesus to come away with him to Never Never Land.
I have a knife.
Have you seen my shadow, Jesus?
I have a knife. My shadow holding a knife.
We're playing a Disneyland Ore game.
Yes, we are.
Disneyland Ore game. And I'm gonna go to a character breakfast.
Oh, we're taking a little tangent here. Go ahead.
If you're going to go to a character breakfast,
right?
Would you go to the Carnation Factory, or would you go to, or would you go to the hotel, the California Hotel? Which one would you go to?
Carnation Factory. Well, I know what she's talking about. No one else does.
What restaurant?
The Carnation Factory is the one at the
inn. I know which one's Carnation Factory. I'm talking about Grand.
And there's,
are you talking about the Napa Rose?
Yes.
That's a five-star restaurant.
Yes, I don't think it's. Is it the Napa Rose? Maybe not.
No, it's not a buffet.
It's the one. It's the one that's by
in the morning.
The this entrance is, you can take into California Adventure.
Right. Yeah.
Is that Napa Rose?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. In that the one. Morning, on, it has they have like a buffet, and they have a character breakfast there.
Yeah, but the characters are kind of weak in there. Like,
well, they're the chipmunks. That's
no, entertaining. That's not weak. Their chipmunks are fine. And there, Pinocchio, I think, was in there.
And some other one. One we didn't recognize. But there was like a bunch of woodland creatures that
I think it was like.
Parents.
It was like a movie. There's a movie that involves a bear that's Disney. It's not real big. But I know it's like. I forget what it is.
But the Carnation.
It's Big Bear or something. I don't know.
The Carnation one we liked because you. Like, I walked away from the table for like 10 minutes. 5 minutes. 5 minutes.
This one has.
And he got attacked by.
Captain Hook.
Captain Hook came and harassed.
He came and harassed me, that son of a bitch.
He did.
You let him fucking.
Uh-huh. He fucked with my breakfast, my pancakes.
What did he do?
He came up. I was eating my pancakes. He came up, grabbed my knife.
Grabbed my knife?
And stuck it right in the middle of my pancakes and just basically gave me a what's up.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
He's all, I'm Hook. What's up? And I couldn't do anything. It was fucking Hook.
You better take care of those pancakes, bitch.
I was all,
I would have fucking shaked his ass, dude. I'd have stabbed him.
Mike was like alone in the corner with a few characters, and then I came back. And they dispersed.
And no,
I didn't deal with them after that.
Then, yeah. Chip and Dale did a whole bit right by us.
Yeah.
Basically for us, because there wasn't that many people in there.
They were trying to get out of there.
And like, Chip was like, acted like he was trapped outside the doors, and Dale was trying to open
and
the
I
doors.
Didn't quite
and
catch on.
Out.
I'm oblivious.
You're
I'm
all,
in my
just
own
open the door, Dale.
World. There's a time. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? What's going on over there?
Dude, these guys with the character outfits are fucking stupid. They can't open a door. It's like, no, they're doing a bit,
no,
Becky.
No, I wasn't even paying attention. Like, it was a big bit,
they should
I
call
guess,
someone
for us,
fix
and
the
I
door.
Was not paying attention.
Fix the door so it open.
I'm not.
I think Shmee was there with Hook, just like dancing around.
We were just on a, like a little, like it was before children.
Was you know, when Disneyland was so awesome before kids. Our kids ruined it.
When you could just do whatever the hell you want.
Or game.
Stick with that, people. Stick with
Jungle Cruise or Tiki 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 Tiki
Oh,
room.
That's hard.
Yeah. What's up?
Fuck.
That's when you know it's a good horror game when people are like, oh.
In the Tiki 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 room.
But the Jungle Cruise has all the Jungle Cruise-ness.
The chicks and
the
freaks.
Corny,
I don't know the words.
So corny, it's hip guys that do the. You got to get a good boat guy.
We had a good boat girl.
Oh.
She was really good.
I dragged the Fords to the Tiki 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 room, and they enjoyed it.
Who doesn't enjoy that shit?
Because they were having a long day, and it really
rejuvenated
everybody.
That is a good one for the summer. Tiki Room is awesome for
but
summer.
But you got to get a pineapple. You have to get a pineapple treat before
you have to get a pineapple juice.
You
got to
get one of the Dole.
Get a
one
big,
of the Dole
the Dole
treats.
Whips.
Yep. And just kick back and just chill out for 10 minutes. And let yourself cool down.
That's right.
Okay. I guess Tiki Room's winning then. No one's really said.
Well, the Jungle, I like it. But now that I'm examining it, yeah, I really like the Tiki Room. I love it. And it's fun, and it's fun. You sing along with it. I'm kind of a nerd like that.
Mm-hmm. I'll take the Tiki
nerd.
Room.
I'll break down with it.
All right.
Yeah, that's right. I was, actually. I was dancing with Aubrey last one I was in.
Small, small world or Toad's Wild Ride?
It's a small, small world. I've never been on It's a Toad's Wild Ride.
I haven't been on it since I was young, so.
So it's a small world.
I've been on it. It's not as good as Small World.
Okay, it's a small.
But it's got a pretty long wait.
It's a world of laughter, a world.
And it's not worth it.
There you go.
Something.
It's a bullshit ride.
Did you do the Peter Pan one?
Don't recall. No, I didn't do it this time. No,
because that one's got a long wait.
No, I did teacups. Like a motherfucker.
Oh, teacups like a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
Teacups or Spun. Dumbo?
Teacups. Teacups easy.
I like Dumbo. I like going
I
up
like
and
Dumbo.
Down.
I agree with Mike.
I like spin.
Teacups make me sick.
Yeah
you guys, you're pussy.
This,
well,
it's
I am
like
a
the
pussy.
The teacups are the most difficult ride for me in all of Disneyland are teacups.
Jesus.
I have motion sickness issues. I really do. Mm-hmm. It holds me back.
You guys got
a lot
motion
of
bullshit
life.
Sickness. Yep. What you guys
fuck
got.
Off. You know, I got.
You know what, you ignorant son of a bitch?
You have no idea.
I got burned on my honeymoon to the point where I was blue because I decided to stay up top of a catamaran because I was so sick I needed to throw up over the side of it on my honeymoon. And then on the next...
From riding the teacups?
And the next 2.5 days... veering. I'm fucking veering.
Tangent.
Okay, deal with it. For the next 2 days on my honeymoon, I had to spend it... In the fucking hotel room, okay?
And yeah, you know what I'm saying?
My poor husband had to, like, go and do Hawaii.
Yeah, it was rough.
On
I had
his
to
own.
Go hang out in Hawaii.
Fuck off. You know, just pretend like this was
went
horrid.
To a, I went to a
just
nude
pretend,
beach.
Just pretend like it's horrid. Just for me, please. And
it
then,
sucked for you.
And then finally when I could go out, I could only go out at night because the sun wasn't beating
because
down on my
son
horrible
of a bitch sun.
Fucking sunburn. I've never been sunburned like that before in my life. I am pale. Obviously, by the story, I'm a very pale person.
Good Irish Scots girl.
And I do not tan. I never have and I never will. Back to Disneyland.
Tanning sucks.
Wow.
Back to Disneyland.
One last one. We're going to bring Star Tours back. Star Tours or Indiana Jones?
Star Tours.
You said that kind of quick.
Indiana Jones. Indiana motherfucking Jones. I'm with it. I think Indiana Jones is so much fun.
Wow.
You don't win. You're pointing at me that's like, I pick Indiana Jones. I win, motherfucker.
So you know.
It's not a winning game. It's an or game.
It actually kind of is a winning game because I'm better. I'm better.
Okay.
Indiana Jones is the same thing, and it's a ride that breaks down all the time. This one you have
what
different
variations.
What are you
talking about breaks
it
down
was,
all the time?
I got the inside scoop on Disneyland. So
oh, my goodness.
Yeah, give us some insight because
you
do
Indiana
have
Jones was
one
not,
of our listeners is a
Indiana
big insider.
Indiana Jones was broke down.
I did hear about that, actually.
Could not get on it. It was not open.
They're like, I think they're it's not broke down. They're doing some renovations.
I truthfully
on it.
Probably couldn't get on Indiana Jones anymore.
They're doing some renovations on it.
I'm
yeah, it
woman.
Is. A, you don't want to have a week back on Indiana
yeah,
Jones.
I've had
they're doing renovations on a belt. So not, it's not broke down.
I used to
okay?
haul furniture all the time,
yeah, but it does
thinking
break
that
down.
I could like handle
whatever.
It. And apparently, like
when you're
five,
awesome,
10
you break
years
down.
Later, you can't.
Oh, I broke down. I must be awesome.
Mm-hmm. So did you find any hidden... That was an or game. Do you have any or games popping up in your head right now, Bells?
No.
All right, good. Did you find any hidden Mickeys, Bells?
I didn't look for any.
Have you ever seen a hidden Mickey?
Do you ever go see the golden coin in the middle of the park?
No.
We have two hidden Mickeys at Dorktown Studios.
Outside the studios, there are a couple of hidden Mickeys.
Like Mickey's Big Mouth? Bottle of Mickey's Big Mouth?
Yeah. There's a couple of hidden Mickey's Big Mouths in the bushes. Just in case things get shitty, I get locked out of the house. You know, because guys get locked out of the house.
I got a Mickey's Big Mouth.
I got a couple Mickey's hidden in the bushes. I'm just like, fuck it, lock me out. I got a couple Mickey's Big Mouths out here. What do you think of that?
Ka-bing.
Go ahead and lock me out.
I've just been made.
Now I'm going to get really fucked up. I got malt liquor out here. There you go.
It's good. I'm drinking it.
You wish. You wish that was your scenario.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Oh my God, that'd be awesome, guys. Did you see any of the parades?
You have your studio.
Any parades? You watch any parades at Disney?
Well, when the Christmas parade came out, and I've seen it before, so when it came on, I left and did.
You left?
Yeah, I went and did the,
by yourself.
Astro Blasters.
Oh, yeah.
Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz Lightyear Astro Blasters.
I like Toy Story Mania as well. That's a fun one. That's a really fun one. I
haven't been through that.
You have not done Toy Story Mania?
No.
Better than Buzz Lightyear.
It's better than Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah.
Wow. Really? I'll see, California Ventures stepping up.
We need to go.
So how much was a park hopper for a day? Can you quote that?
I'm trying to think. It's going to be at least like $130.
Per adult.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
See, that's what stops me. That's what makes me go, oh, never mind. I love Disneyland, but fuck that.
No, it's fine. It's worth it. It's better if you do multiple days.
Like, fuck it. We're just going to keep ramping it up.
Exactly. And that's fine. That's fine if you want less people in your park, but, you know.
There's still a shitload of people that go. Doesn't stop anybody from paying for it.
Yeah.
If they could put it up another $100 and I mean, it's probably the same amount of people will be there. Did you go to Downtown Disney at all, Bills?
Yeah, I did actually. We went down one of the nights and had dinner at the Italian restaurant, that little pizza place. Napoli's. We went to Napoli, had a pizza. It was good.
What's up at the pizza?
We had a piece. It was very nice. And then we went to the Lego store. Checked out the Legos. They had a giant Hulk Lego thing.
Tight.
Made out of Legos.
Did they have all the
Legos? They had like a Buzz Lightyear flying through some, you know, space.
That's just some fucking space or something.
Yeah, like
shit.
Beauty and the Beast, like all freaking dancing. Big, life size, you know? Mm-hmm. Legos. That actually walked around and talked, like crushed people.
What?
I am Lego. I am Lego Bell.
Did you go to Minnie's house?
No, I walked by it, though.
Oh, okay.
I walked by it. I saw her out there.
She hit him
the
last time.
She saw me.
Just so you know.
And she knew I saw her.
Yeah.
She knew it.
She's like, that's Bells.
Yep.
You know,
and I
up?
Knew it. I saw her and I said, little, yep, she saw me.
Gave her a little Ding. Nod.
That's right, ma'am. That's Bells. Yes, ma'am. With a nod and a tip of the hat.
Now's the time on Darktown when we give the Fonzie a...
On the right? On the left?
Wow. Now, producer Becky is showing something that has nothing to do with audio.
Hi. Sorry.
Not Excuse producing me. Very well.
Excuse me.
I want to give a Fonzie a out to Disneyland. With a great time as always.
Yes.
It could be long, it could be tiring, it could be costly, but in the end, it's a great time.
Yeah, and it's memorable. And you walk away with really memorable items that are...
What?
Well, your souvenirs are
The souvenirs feel a little bit better because they're from there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's what I'm not saying. Like from, like, fucking John's Incredible Pizza Factory. Not like some little piece of shit fucking ring.
My coupon turned in.
Oh, look. I turned in 40 tickets. I got this fucking rubber
tickets.
Ring.
I got 50 fucking tickets.
They're not quite the same, huh?
Yeah.
I was able to get a ring. I was able to get... A little clampy thing that makes
clip.
Noise.
I got a pink paper
outside
clip.
Of Fresno, John's Incredible Pizza. Just think of it as a gigantic Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
I got a rubber.
So
I didn't have enough for the rubber
gifts you can
band.
Get from first, your first. Tickets you score. What's the best ticket machine in John's Incredible Pizza?
I don't know.
Oh, God, there was one, man. I forgot what it was.
There was one that,
called.
Like, cranks out.
All
tickets.
It does is just spit out tickets.
That's the whole game.
That's it.
You give it money and it spits out tickets.
Spits it out for you, and you're like, all right, cool. I've just paid $1,400 to get that fucking strobe light.
Strobe light. I want that strobe light, motherfucker. Strobe light. I wonder if somebody, like, is, like, real serious about saving tickets and, like, saves them for a while.
There's always that person.
I have not seen
there's
that person.
There's always that person. No, there's that person.
There's always
should,
that
yeah,
person.
Yeah, we should set up like
no matter
cameras.
What scenario.
Catch the motherfucker.
Catch him.
Is that you?
Especially yes. In Fresno. Fresno is a big enough population, and there's not enough of those around.
Did there you hear about the new laser tag place that opened up?
I heard a commercial.
There's a new laser tag place called like Tech Ops or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's more like...
Yeah.
10,000 square feet of laser.
Of laser.
And it's like SWAT guns.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, like yeah. Military I saw that was talking about Black Ops. Had Black Ops scenarios.
Kinda.
That's what the commercial claims. They have like Black Ops maps of some sort.
Oh, interesting.
Fonzie A to the new Black Ops.
Fonzie A to the new
good.
Black
it's
Ops.
It's good. It's solid. It's better
super
than
solid.
Better than the last Modern Warfare game that was out.
It's
easier to play. The maps are better. You can see what you're doing a little bit better.
Yep,
I like it. It's an enjoyable playing experience. Good job. I haven't really played the actual game. I played the first screen, but
yeah, I played a couple.
It was like
I
annoying.
Liked it.
I thought it was a little bit annoying, but.
Hey.
I just jump to the multiplayer. Becky's all trying to get this discussion over.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm saying hey guys. Hey. Move on.
I want to give a Fonzie out to Costco Pizza.
Oh yeah, it is.
What?
When you go and buy it by the slice.
Fuck that.
When you eat it there.
What? I've never heard
I
that.
Stopped and just ordered a couple of slices of pizza right there and freaking sat down and ate it and it was delicious.
Delicious.
Go ahead. It's your A time. Okay, I'm not going to do it, though.
Thank you.
You're not going to do it?
Go ahead. I'm not stopping you.
Mike is like anti-Costco.
I'm not anti-Costco.
I try and get him to go, and he just hates
Costco
it.
Costco does treat their employees as well as any grocery chain does, so I support them on that. But, like, their whole fucking system of, like, 10 people in line just... annoys the fuck out of me, and everything's all big as shit. Like I don't have a family.
It's a
of 10
bulk
people.
Store. That's
I know.
The whole
I don't.
Concept.
I don't like the bulk concept.
Okay, well I do, and I like getting like big bulk items of our drinks and whatnot that we don't have to spend money on.
Once in a while, they do have some good like actual items, like non-grocery items. I like them
we
for the non-grocery items.
We're fighting over Costco. We're fucking fighting over Costco.
It's important.
It's important.
Do you go to Sam's
People
Club?
People can identify with this. Oh,
no.
Fuck Sam's Club.
Sam's Club. That's Walmart.
It's Walmart's
base.
They can go fuck themselves
yeah, they can
real
go
hard.
Fuck themselves.
You and your new Walmart out there in Clovis can go fuck
wow.
yourself.
Wow. Wow.
How do you think of that?
Wow.
There you go.
Wow. There's no lines in Sam's Club.
There is
well,
a reason.
Well, maybe I'm turning now. There you go. That's a dork town. What do you think of that? It's a something.
Yeah, it was something, all right.
It's officially a show. Oh, hey. You're listening to New Rock 104.1.
This is the Hammer.
It's the Hammer.
I'm hammered.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening to Dork Town. Seriously.
Good. Now go away. Go on now with your life. Stop.
Forget about us.
Stop listening to this.
It's over.
Seriously, dude.
It's over.
Put your pants back on.
Are you suggesting they masturbate that door down? Oh, my God. That's sick.
Well, you never know.
Everyone loves Mikey's voice.
That's what I hear. Mikey's Mikey gives good voice.
Good. Oh, you have no idea.
All right. That's enough of this shit.